Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Very exciting, as always, to have my good pal Clay Clark back with us. He never disappoints. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here with you. And to my right, this is James. And I met James on the Reawaken America Tour in Pennsylvania. James, share the story, because I think a lot of people, you know, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to get a ticket to join the Reawaken Tour, to come to these events, they don't really, they've never been to one before. So can you explain your experience?
Yeah, so I had purchased a VIP ticket last year around this time of year. And, you know, I love General Flynn. I love his service and sacrifice to our country and his loyalty to my favorite president and your favorite president, President Trump. And so I went, I slept in my car. I met Clay and General Flynn like five times over the weekend.
How did you sleep in your car? What was that all about?
Well, you know what? The hotel was sold out. So I was like, you know what? There's nothing going to stop me. I'm going to do whatever I can. I know all these other patriots, they're doing everything they can too. And, you know, I just have to do everything I can too.
How did you end up here working in the office? Because I think because so many of the people we've met, Mel, on the tour, they've gone from people who were attending to now they're becoming city councilors or school board members, or in your case, you work in the office. How did that happen there, James?
Well, I made friends with one of the people that was working here, one of the staff members.
Yeah.
And she invited me out to the podcast event that you had last year with Mike Lindell and General Flynn.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing led to another. And I was like, hey, I don't even know why I'm here, but I really love the opportunity. And you offered me a job.
How many tickets? How many calls did you make yesterday or the last week? How many calls did you make?
Over 2,000.
Wow. Now, what people
doing, Mel, is, you know, people request a ticket. And what happens is, Mel, our events, we don't allow people to buy those tickets online because there's so many nefarious people out there that are working on the other side who are trying to make these events go down in flames by basically infiltrating them. And so for anybody, Mel, who goes to timetofreeamerica.com, if you go there and you request a ticket, we have to give you a call. And yeah. Mel, we have great security, but that's how we do it to keep these events safe. We've had zero security issues since we've been doing these events. So again, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want to pay, but we got to make sure we get on the phone with you. So just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We're headed into Miami, Florida. And Mel, I just got off the phone. I appreciate your patience. I just got off the phone with Peter Navarro. And I told Peter this. I gave him my word. I said, Peter, I will not stop talking about your case until we help you raise all $895,000 that you need to win this or to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. And yes. For anybody out there that doesn't know, Peter Navarro was hauled off of an airplane in leg irons, and he was convicted for essentially not giving up executive privilege. So if you work in the White House for President Trump, there are certain privileged conversations that you're not supposed to share with the rest of the world for obvious reasons. And Peter decided that I'm not going to share information that's confidential and that could hurt our national security. And because of that, he was convicted. And so if you're out there today and you want to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, Miami, Florida, all you have to do is you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, and you can donate to one of my best friends, Peter Navarro, there. And when you donate, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass if you buy a ticket. So what am I saying? You go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. You donate anything at all. And when you buy a ticket for any price you want to pay, you're automatically entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And Mel, the people who've won the backstage passes so far are fired up. So a lot of information coming in hot, Mel, but I wanted you to meet James.
Hi, James. I think I met you on the road already, and you're awesome, and you're not alone. A lot of people do join this. A lot of people want to also recruit. I get emails all the time. Will Clay come here? Will Clay come there? I say, well, you find us a venue that has the guts and strength to stand up for America and freedom and free speech, and we'll figure it out from there. So that's also been fun. I do want to note that for Peter Navarro's case, it's really, really important that we take that personally as American citizens and support the case, because it's the decision in the case that will change history. We need these cases to get to the Supreme Court so that it can end the nonsense, the lawfare, the BS that was also about the fraudulent January 6th committee, which eventually will become proven to be a total fraud and farce and setup. But in the meantime, we the people are always asking what we can do. Well, what you can do is help Peter Navarro get that case in front of the Supreme Court and win, so it can stop it for the future. We have to make a lot of sacrifices to make decisions out there that change the course of history. And that's one way to do it.
Now, Mel, I don't tend to go emotionally very up or down. I'm a very consistent person, as are you. And a lot of us who are on this Reawaken tour, we just stay as positive as possible. There's a little bit of gallows humor from time to time. But on the Reawaken tour now, we have Trump's entire inner circle is joining us in Miami. So you have his chief legal spokesperson, Alina Habba. You have, and you and I interviewed her. We have Peter Navarro. You have Akash Patel, Devin Nunes, Eric Trump, Don Jr. So many wonderful people. But what's happening now is I want to give the listeners out there a win. Because of your generous donations, for everybody out there who listens to the Mel Kay Show, because of your support of my good friend, Pastor Archer Pawlowski, Pastor Arter sent me this video on Saturday. I didn't know he was coming to Miami. And this is the video he sent me Saturday afternoon. Watch this, folks.
Hello, friends. Pastor Arter Pawlowski. And yes, I am a free man, believe it or not. We fought, and we prevailed. I just want to say thank you so much to Reawaken America. People, you are the best. You're awesome. You're my brothers and sisters. And I have a surprise for you. I am going to join you in Miami, Florida, for the Reawaken America tour. So thank you so much. It's because of you, your phone calls, your emails, your texts, your support that I am a free man. And not just a free man, I'm coming after them. We are appealing this decision, and we're going after the villains. So thank you so much. Stay strong. And remember, we are lions. Lions never bow before the hyenas. Lions eat hyenas for breakfast. So
now this is what's wild is people are reaching out to me saying, is he coming to Miami? I said, I don't know. And then I get a video sent from him, and I said, bro, are you coming to Miami? He said, oh, yeah, I've been telling people. And we have that kind of rapport here because he knows he's got an open invitation. So, Mel, that's kind of the stuff, the introduction stuff we need to get into. But now I want to tap into your wisdom about central bank digital currencies. So let's talk about Hollywood for a second. Mel, have you ever met rappers?
Yes, many rappers.
Okay. Okay, so let's just kind of walk you through this. So a lot of rappers, okay, if we knew their actual name, a lot of people would go, oh, man, that guy's got, you know, multiple felonies, or, oh, wow, that guy. And you'd have – so what happens is a lot of rappers have, like, rap names, you know, and a lot of times the rap name, it's sort of the new name, and so it's kind of a way to rebrand the same person. So maybe they actually failed – or maybe they weren't as successful in their first incarnation, and then their second attempt through, now maybe they're more successful. So let me just give an example to you. And I'm not ripping this guy. I think he actually did a sane interview with Joe Rogan the other day that made sense to me. But here we go. I'm going to type this in. This is Post Malone. Okay, so Post Malone, he starts off first as doing like a country artist. We'll do, but maybe if I do Post Malone before and after, maybe if I do that, maybe that's the best way to see it. Okay. So this is Post Malone. You see kind of a before and after. We'll get it. Post Malone before and after. Let's see if we can find it. Okay. But he started off not as this heavily tattooed rap guy. He was saying music that was more of like a kind of a country style to it. And now I don't even know what's happening. I don't think he has any available space on his body for additional tattoos. But this is kind of how he looked before all this. Anyway, so now he's been sort of rebranded as this hip hop guy, and that's what's happening. And so people know him now as that hip hop guy, but a lot of people don't know him as the country music guy. Okay, this is all pre-tattoo. So what am I saying? We get into the CBDCs, and America said, I don't want a CBDC. Right. And so the clever folks, the globalists, have found a new thing to call. They're going to call it Fed Now, or they're going to call it tokenization of your bank account. So I'm going to hit play, Mel, and I'd love to see if you can get, love to get your thoughts on this. Here we go.
Citibank announcing that it is now able to convert customers' deposits into digital blockchain-based tokens. Citi says that this isn't a service that you have to sign up for, even if you want to use it. There's nothing you need to do because it's already built into the payment settlement system. For now, Citi rolled out the pilot for its commercial customers only, but it may be safe to assume that since the system and the infrastructure are already in place, digital deposit tokens may soon be launched for non-business consumers. According to Bloomberg, JP Morgan is exploring private blockchain-based deposit tokens for payment settlement. In the case with large banks, the digital blockchain system is fully 100% controlled by the bank. So effectively, the bank would be able to dictate how, when, and where that cash can be used.
Australia.
Okay, folks, watch this in Australia.
Slowly shifting towards being cash-free. More than $1 billion worth of notes have disappeared from circulation in the past 12 months. It follows the Commonwealth Bank's decision to start trialing cashless branches across Sydney.
Okay, now, folks, look at this. Again, America rejected the first version of Post Malone. They said, I don't want to like this stuff. They bring him back, though. They bring him back, same guy. And they say, okay, now we're going to go with rap music. This was him before. Then they bring him back with the rap. And now all of a sudden people go, oh, I like that guy. I think they're doing that right now, Mel, with the CBDCs. I think they're saying, well, you didn't like the CBDCs. That's fine. We won't do that. We're just going to call it something different. I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
Well, that is what they're doing. And they're doing it also with the ESG scores. Now it's called inclusive capitalism. Now this is what they're doing. They're rebranding, but it is a testament to the independent media and the people out there that they're trying to shut down. You know, they're actually going after trying to shut down Rumble itself. But the truth of the matter is anything that's a programmable token controlled by the central banks will be controlled on a level that we have never even experienced, including being able to turn off your money, expired money, not allow you to buy certain things. But the smart city, part of the smart city infrastructure, is that when you go outside of the smart city, they can make it also that your money's not able to be used geographically. It's very, very nefarious. So everything that has to do with a top-down central bank-controlled digital currency, token, whatever you want to call it. When they say token, they mean fully tracked, traced, surveilled, controllable. And we have to remember on the other side of that, you and I were out there early calling the alarm about the IRS executive order. Many people were paying attention to the 87,000 armed agents. But what we really, really should have been paying attention to, and I think only you and I really pointed to it, was the amount of AI and technology that was going to be transferred over to the IRS that would be also through the central bank digital currency model and the same ledger technology and the same blockchain technology, thus creating a situation like you've shown Noah Harari talk about our credit scores. We wouldn't know because AI was controlling it in an algorithm. Well, this is your taxes being controlled by AI and an algorithm, and with the goal of taking the people out of paying taxes and having it all be digital through the blockchain, through the ledger technology, and through the track and trace surveillance central bank digital currency model. Therefore, they could at some point turn it into not only is there no tax man or accountant or TurboTax in between that they're taking it directly out of your account, but they could actually start taxing you out of your account directly as you spend or as you make money. So it is a very dangerous, first of all, it's very unconstitutional. That is not the role of the government or of any banking institution to control people's privacy or private spending or what we do with our time, our liberty, our freedom. But at the same time, if that also turns into a tax model, which I believe that it is planning to do, then you could very well in the future, if this is allowed, be taxed in real time on anything in or out of your bank account.
Now, I'm going to pull this up real quick here because I think, again, you understand this, and I don't know that a lot of people do, and they don't understand the connection between these things. So even though I'm technically your guest on your show today, I want to get your wisdom on this because you've all had a big weekend. He spoke at the COGX Festival, which means I had to watch 3 hours of his crap this weekend, and I want people to watch what he said here. This is craziness.
AI is now capable of creating stories, which is the bedrock of civilization. So I think, for instance, we are very close to the point we'll have the first religions in history whose mythology was created by a non-human intelligence. Now, of course, every religion in history imagined that its holy books and scriptures were created by a non-human intelligence. Yes. But we are very close to the point when this will actually be the case.
That should be the case. Okay. Thank you. And you weren't afraid to put that in your kids' book either, which was great.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
When AI makes better decisions, absolutely. We should rely on the AI in healthcare, in driving. Again, I'm not for kind of banning AI or stopping all development. But when we give AI the power to make decisions, first, it should be very clear that it's an AI making the decisions. It shouldn't be opaque. And it should be supervised by some kind of institution.
What is he saying? James, I just want to get your initial take to this here. You know, you're a guy, you met us on the Reawaken tour. You found yourself in the studio because of a series of poor life decisions. Here you are. What did you just hear him say?
Well, he's a globalist, and the entire globalist agenda is to destroy America, destroy our families. They want to control us to an extent where they could destroy us.
Mel, what did you just hear him say?
I heard him say that we should just surrender to the idea that AI is the future. We have talked about it before. It's been a long time coming. We talked about Kurzweil and the singularity and all this crazy stuff. They've been talking for decades about replacing all religion with a benevolent AI. So this is the next step in that. And on top of what he is also saying there is that it needs to be controlled. We've heard him say this before, the AI, the algorithm, it needs to be controlled. And that's where everyone should stop and say, by who? Who is controlling this? Who is behind the AI? And the scary part in America right now that people should know, because he's been very well hidden, I believe that our country has been captured and usurped by a globalist billionaire oligarchy. And one of those players is Eric Schmidt, originally of Alphabet Google. Now he has Schmidt Futures. Well, he is behind the scenes. He also wrote a book about transhumanism and AI with Henry Kissinger, of all people, who is the architect of the One World Government. Not too long ago, he is sculpting the AI Bill of Rights for the Biden regime. And don't forget, Eric Schmidt is also one of the architects of the Chinese social credit score AI when he was at Google China and got kicked out of there because the Google people thought it was too intrusive. Well, he right now has been given basically and has been the entire time since before they installed Biden, the go ahead to control all AI development and the AI Bill of Rights. So if it's them controlling it, then it's the globalist top-down and billionaire oligarchy controlling the AI and the algorithm. Therefore, it's the end of freedom, privacy, and personal liberty, in my opinion.
And folks, I'll tell you this here. If you want to get a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour Miami, what you want to do is you want to get the ticket before Christ's return, you know. And if you're right with Christ, you want to get that before you're raptured up out of here. You know, you just want to get that ticket before because we're seeing a lot of these apocalyptic great reveal things happening. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we are, if you read the Bible, 27% of the Bible is prophetic, 73% is historical. And I know a lot of people get in debates about current prophets, and I'm not going to get into that debate. All I can say is that the Bible was written by God, and I don't believe it's changing anytime soon. But you've all know Harari wants to change the Bible. So I look at the prophetic books of the Bible for wisdom as an example for out there. If you're out there, folks, and you haven't seen this, the Bible, and I'm just going to, this just blows my mind, the accuracy of it. So the Bible talked about there would be a time where there would be some sort of like a person, we'll call it the Antichrist, who would have the ability to rain down fire from heaven in the sight of men. Watch this, folks.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
The old Linda fire was ignited at approximately 10:47 p.m. on August 7th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The Lahaina fire was ignited at approximately 6:37 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 55836 was directly over the location. The Kula fire was ignited at approximately 11:30 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The so-called deep state does not want you to know that deadly lasers of mass destruction are freely traveling above us.
Folks, these are facts. These are facts. I mean, this is actually happening. The Bible prophesied this would happen, folks.
And you can check this all for yourself at stevefavas.com, where he provides the source code and has developed a specific software program that you can download and check for these satellites yourself.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Now, folks, a quick fact check here. When the Euphrates River dried up, that's Revelation chapter 16, guess who showed up? This guy, the false prophet. He showed up when the Euphrates River dried up, okay? And the kings of the East did team up. Russia and China teamed up militarily and financially out in the open right after the Euphrates River dried up. Now, listen to what this sick freak is saying here. Watch this, folks.
Potentially, we are talking about the end of human history.
Okay.
Not the annihilation of the human species, not the end of history, just the end of that part of history which was dominated by human beings, by human ideas. And we live cocooned inside a culture created by human beings. Everything we think, we feel, has been shaped by stories, by images, by poems, by tools that were created by human minds. Now, there is something that can create poems and images and tools, which is not human. It's an alien intelligence, and it has remarkable abilities. It's very likely that in the next few years, it will basically eat up all of human culture, everything we've created for tens of thousands of years since the Stone Age.
Somehow she's down with this conversation. I don't get it.
Yeah. Will absorb it, digest it, and start spewing out a new culture coming from an alien intelligence. What would that do, not just to the world outside us, but to the world inside us, to our psychology, to our...
Okay, now watch this here on his website. James, read the header on his website here. Read the headline here.
History began when humans invented gods, and it will end when humans become gods.
And we rebuke that statement. But Mel, what is this guy trying to say? I mean, this is the false prophet. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. What is he trying to say there?
Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar, being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations, and this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings, and that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K. Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing. I think the most important thing that he's trying to say is something he said on a clip that you've also put up there, which is that the elite, as he calls him and his friends, already have a Noah's Ark out of this, that this is really all for us. And it's really to prepare us to give up and drop our humanity and our tools and weapons given by God, and our ingenuity and our creativity and our ability to manufacture and create and build and everything, to just give up, put it down, let the alien technology that we control the algorithm of decide for you. That you he's basically saying, he said in 2 years that they're going to erase all culture. So it really puts together and rebuild culture and society in the name of an alien AI. I like that he's now using alien, you know, just to make it look even more official that we've been taken over. No, it's these people. They're doing what they're doing. And don't forget the event that he's at and some of these events lately. They are bringing back what we talked about almost 3 years ago, me and you, which is this global asset class for nature. So they're not just talking about humans being taken over. They're also talking about this elitist globalist billionaire oligarch that he works for, controlling all of nature, space, water, land, animals, air, us. Like, it is a full total takeover, and it includes all surveillance, track and trace. And for you to give up and to live in Ready Player One and in a controlled environment, if you survive, because also what he talks about a lot is that many people won't survive, but the elite will have a Noah's Ark to make sure they do.
Now, real quick, again, you're saying these things out loud. And again, I'm not attacking you or anything. I'm just saying a lot of times when you say these things or I say these things, people always say, no way. No, because it's beyond the realm of just plausibility in our minds. It's just so evil. But listen to what he said. He actually said the words you just said. I want me to see.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work.
Right.
If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and then the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on.
Okay, so let me just pause this real quick here. So this is Lahaina, Hawaii. This is what it used to look like, okay? So this is what it used to look like. So this is what it would look like if you went to Lahaina. This was your experience there. And this is what it looked like on the water. People would gather there for these local restaurants, people that had lived there for generations. This was the downtown. And then next thing you know, you see these CCP satellites showing up. Exactly. Again, think about that. The CCP satellites show up above the areas that were incinerated at the exact time that the fires started. So Joe Rogan is one of the few people with a big, big voice, with a mainstream voice, who's calling out the nefariousness of this. Watch what he just said here.
A governor going on television after a massive tragedy where you have, we don't even know the number of people dead yet. You have this massive area that's been burned to the ground.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about taking it over for the state. That's an insane position to take.
It is.
Post-tragedy. When people are suffering at their most, they can't even believe it happened.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
Now, you might say, well, what kind of a sick freak would do that kind of thing? What we're dealing with is demonic people.
Unbelievable.
And you have been saying this for a long time. You've said, Clay, you got to understand the connections to Aleister Crowley, and you got to understand. And a lot of people, when you say a word like Aleister Crowley, some people say, how do you spell that? Who is that? What was that? You start talking about the Abbey and they go, where was that? Who was that? And it's so abstract. And again, it's so, James, outside of the acceptable talking points. I think a lot of people struggle to grasp it. So, James, what are the acceptable things that the average person is allowed to talk about in America without being ridiculed for being outside of the box?
Maybe climate change is a scam, that men can't get pregnant. At least now we can talk about that. The border wall, we need to have a strong border wall.
What are you allowed to talk about without offending somebody in America today?
I don't even know if you're allowed to talk about anything without offending anybody today.
Come on. You know what it is. You got sports.
Oh, sports, entertainment, of
you
course.
You can talk about sports. You go, I cannot believe they let Cardi B do the halftime performance. Why wouldn't they let Rihanna? You can say, I can't believe why they would trade my favorite player. Why would Taylor Swift date that guy on the Chiefs? Oh, my gosh. That's the stuff you're allowed to talk about. Now, if you want to start talking about what is the Great Reset and who's leading it? You can't do that, especially if you talk about, hey, Ukraine, we're giving these guys $115 billion. Meanwhile, we're giving $700 per family who got burnt off of the Hawaiian island were saying, hey, we can give $115 billion to Ukraine, but don't ask about it. And don't ask about the island getting burned up in Hawaii. Don't ask about it. That's crazy talk. Now, if you start asking, well, why would Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, choose a satanic person to be an ambassador? Listen to this, folks. Mind-boggling. Here we go.
Well, welcome to the celebs.com studio at Sundance, sponsored by Movie Maker Marina.
You might have missed this. Again, let me back it up here. Okay, so this is real. This is not me. This isn't hyperbole. This is real stuff here. So Zelensky asked Marina Abramovich, a witch, to be an ambassador to Ukraine. I'm just going to show you a little bit about Marina Abramovich.
Did you see that at the bottom? To help rebuild schools. Don't forget all the pictures of her with the dead bodies of kids.
Thank you, Marina Abramovich. Here we go.
Well, welcome to the celebs.com studio at Sundance, sponsored by Movie Maker, Marina Abramovich and Matthew Akers. Tell me about the first time you guys met.
It was upstate at her star house, what she calls her star house. And I was immediately seduced. She's, are you embarrassed by that?
No. I just was so happy that he actually said the name exactly correct. It's the first time happened today.
That's true.
Marina Abramovich, Marina Abramovich, Abramovich, which,
in the 90s, Abramovich started doing a work she dubbed spirit cooking. Spirit cooking later evolved into a form of dinner party that Abramovich occasionally puts on for collectors, donors, and friends.
I'm out. Hard pass.
In 2016, spirit cooking became known worldwide after WikiLeaks released emails showing John Podesta, then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, was invited to participate in this sick and bizarre event. The invitation was sent to John Podesta's brother, Tony, by the originator of spirit cooking, Marina Abramovich. The leaked email reads as follows. I am so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to let me know if your brother is joining? The act of spirit cooking, which Abramovich was so looking forward to, involves using pig's blood and sometimes consumption of bodily fluids as a way of connecting with the spiritual world to cook up dark energies rather than food. It also at times involves other ritualized acts, such as cutting oneself. One spirit cooking recipe reads, with a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand. Eat the pain.
What?
In this photo, Abramovich proudly displays the bandaged middle finger of her left hand.
She's sick.
This YouTube video.
Now, this is real stuff. Views. This is what these psycho sick freaks do. That's why you see those folks watch this. Okay, it's mind boggling.
Bodily fluids and sacred oils. This is known as spirit cooking. Thelema is an occult order that attracts many influential artists. A great deal of rituals are sexual in nature. Crowley himself was ran out of Italy in 1923 by Mussolini when word of the practices at his Thelema compound in the Sicilian countryside got out.
This is the kind of people that we're talking about here. Mel, we talk about it, this being a spiritual battle. I think people can't see it sometimes.
Yeah.
But now they can see that. What is the significance of Zelensky out in the open now saying, yep, let's bring in Marina Abramovich to be my ambassador to help rebuild the schools?
Well, multiple things happened this past week that people should really pay attention to. First and foremost, the most disturbing thing, I think, of the past week, which also happened to be the UN assembly in New York City, the carcass that once was New York City above it. They had a big drone display for the 17 sustainable development goals to track, trace, surveil, and enslave humanity for the good of the globalist elite. But the scariest part was that Bill and Hillary Clinton got to relaunch the Clinton Global Initiative. So along with that, which was started, as everyone remembers, with Jeffrey Epstein, of course, they got to relaunch it with 140 companies and NGOs joining the Clinton Global Initiative to the tune of billions of dollars to run the rebuild of Ukraine humanitarianly like they did Haiti. anyone knows about Haiti or does not know about what the Clintons have done in Haiti, all I can tell you is Haiti hates the Clintons. Millions of people around the world blame what's happened to Haiti. It has gotten far worse since they were there, but also there was always people standing in front of the UN. I walk past them all the time that had big signs saying arrest the Clintons and big signs saying, where are the children of Haiti? Ask Hillary Clinton. Okay, so they relaunched Clinton Global Initiative this week to a lot of fanfare. At the same time, Zelensky is there meeting with all the international bankers and the IMF and the World Bank and announces that he is going to have spirit cooking Marina Abramović, who was also closely linked to John of God, who is a had a baby making farm and is in jail for 99 years for all kinds of nefarious, satanic and ugly things he was doing down there in Brazil that she was involved in. On top of that, Marina Abramović is as most people know, a Satanist who puts on events that have a lot to do with that spirit cooking, which gets far worse and people should look into it themselves. But also another connection to Epstein as well in that scenario with Marina Abramović. And then if you put everything together on top of that, the Canadian Parliament and Zelensky welcomed, cheered on and had a standing ovation for a straight up Hitler Nazi, a real Nazi that killed hundreds of people, that was very involved in the whole Hitler Third Reich, and they had a standing ovation. This all happened in 1 week's time. That's why I'm saying, as much as they are fighting, good and evil are fighting on the front lines, and that just happened, all of that stuff this past week. So it is really, they are coming in front of us. They are displaying that they have won. And again, just like with Harari, what they expect us to do is to accept it. They were saying on the stage at the UN that the Agenda 2030, which is what it all is, comes under, is a done deal. That the people of this planet, including free people of the sovereign United States of America, have no choice. And that Joe Biden and the Biden regime that were installed by the globalist billionaire oligarchy behind Agenda 2030 have already signed on to it. The World Health Organization was there saying the same. And so we had all these things happen in this past week. This past week was very, very pivotal because the people have to see that they don't care what we think. They are going for it no matter what. They expect us to be so beaten down by their rhetoric and propaganda that we lay down everything we have and just accept it. And that is why we cannot even come close to it, but put together the dots. And then, of course, they bring back Penny Pritzker, who ran the Ukraine operation financially under Obama, to now come back in under the Biden regime and be the coordinator for the financial situation in Ukraine, which Clay, I hope you know that they estimated this past weekend, the rebuild of Ukraine, which was bankrupt, as far as we know, besides the dark money they've been pumping in there since 2014. The rebuild of Ukraine, they estimate, will be $600 billion.
Which is, five times more than we've already given them?
Yep. In the back end. And the top people now that are running the rebuild of Ukraine, of course, the Clintons. Which it would include John Podesta. Now we have Marina Abramović rebuilding the schools and education there. And many people should look her up and look at all the pictures of her with dead babies and children in uniform and all of that. And of course, all of her spirit cooking stuff. Look into that, folks, because now they brought her back onto the stage. Because if you remember, during the lockdowns of COVID, Bill Gates tried to run an AI digital virtual reality headset with Marina Abramović in the commercial. The commercial ran for 1 day because of the outcry all over the world of Marina Abramović. And Bill Gates had to pull the ad. But she's very close with Bill Gates as well. So you just really have to look at this in terms of good versus evil. People don't want to admit that there's evil, even though they know there is. Well, evil is looking you in the face. And that woman, Pritzker, you know, her brother is the corrupt governor of Illinois. But the other brother that's now a woman is the Pritzkers are one of the big funders of the LGBTQ+. They fund full on gender transition hospitals for children. And she also was behind, as we all remember, when Joe Biden didn't have the right to tell the Ukrainians they had to fire the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma, who okayed that money, Penny Pritzker. So what they've basically done is brought back the whole team, the whole group. The only one they're missing is Jeffrey Epstein. And everyone should be very upset that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton got to relaunch, because remember, they thought she was going to win in 2016. So all these nations, and God bless the Clinton whistleblowers, Doyle and Moynihan, because they documented all of this. So all these people were giving all over the world, including Ukraine, huge sums of money to the Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation, leading up to 2016, believing that she was going to win. Well, after Trump won, the donations dried up and the Clinton Foundation went underground. So then they just pop up this week to, and they are chosen, 140 NGOs and corporations are allowing the Clintons to run the Ukraine operation, essentially. And we should really pay attention to that somehow Bill and Hillary Clinton have never, ever been questioned about Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein Island, that we know he confirmed went 27 times, probably hundreds of times. He certainly went to New Mexico, Paris, Africa with Jeffrey Epstein. And yet they're allowed to restart the Clinton Global Initiative without once sitting for a questioning or deposition about Jeffrey Epstein and his relationship with them.
Now, I want to pull this clip up here again. James, before you joined the Reawaken America tour, what percentage of your day would you spend reading the Bible?
Like none.
What percentage of days would you read the Bible?
None.
How often do you look at the Bible now?
Every night.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna pull this up here because I want to start off with the Bible verse, and then I want to play for you what just happened. Okay. So this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, a lot of people are going to get frustrated with me right now because a lot of people in the Christian space only want to tell you hopium. I am not that guy. I'm going to give you the facts, and that's how I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the facts. So when you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request tickets for the Reawaken America tour, I would advise you to do that right away so you can get those tickets October 13th and 14th. But I'm also telling you, I'm not doing these events because I'm fascinated with losing money and being subpoenaed and sued. I'm not doing these events because I wanted to find a great way to be subpoenaed and sued. The speakers, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Amanda Grace, we are not speaking at these events because we are fascinated with being sued and subpoenaed. We are all doing these events because we want to save this country. And so there was a time, people have struggled to remember this because of the way history is taught in schools, but there was a time, and I'm not trying to be crass and I'm not trying to be flippant with this idea, but there was a time in World War II where Bonhoeffer says, folks, that's the sound of me sniffing. I think I smell flesh burning. And many people said, no way, that wouldn't happen. Hitler was a, there's people that were actually trying to say that, no, that's not burning flesh. So think about this, folks. The New York Post has talked about this, other platforms have, or other publications have as well. But Hitler, he used the epidemic of 1933 as the influenza pandemic as a way to gain control. Using chaos, he brought order, quote unquote, through the chaos. And he used the influenza pandemic to lead to the rise of the Nazi Party. And we're against that, okay? So what's happening is Bonhoeffer says, hey, there is definitely some burning flesh. And the people were saying, no, there isn't. But there was. And everybody didn't want to consider the idea that Adolf Hitler was exterminating people that were created by God. They just couldn't handle the profundity of the depravity. They could not handle the negativity. And so they went with the easier route to solve the cognitive dissonance. They went with what was the easier route at the time mentally. They said, you know what? There's got to be a plan. There's got to be a solution. There's no way that that would happen. And then over time, they said, that definitely is burning flesh. That's definitely our busy railroad cars. Wow, people are not returning from where they, people aren't returning. But at least it's not happening to me. And then at least it's not happening to us. And then they say, well, it's happening to him, but not all of us. And that began, that's how we got there. So on the Reawaken tour, what we are doing is we're giving you facts. And the facts do not get in the way of the Bible. The Bible, 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. So I want you to listen to this, folks. And tell me if you have a different interpretation than what I have on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Here we go.
Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Okay, so now we got this guy here. Who's this guy? Dennis Francis. Now, if you go onto YouTube, I won't be able to see the profundity of this idea, okay? So if you go to YouTube, I'm going to pull it up real quick. On YouTube, they cut out the end of his speech so you wouldn't hear him calling for peace and safety. So watch this. I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to type in, Dennis Francis. And I'm going to type in, it's Peace Bell. Pull it up. Oh, there he is, baby. There he is. He's on the mic. There he is.
When I was accepted to SGU.
I don't want to watch this commercial, but folks, I keep getting kicked off. I can't have the premium right now. So
kind of in the... Now, welcome me in joining the President of the General Assembly, His Excellency, Mr. Dennis Francis.
Mr. Spouse.
So he gets up there to speak.
Under Secretary General Melissa Fleming.
And listen to what he says. This is mind-boggling. They on the official YouTube channel, they cut out part of this so you can't see it.
Dear friends, the SDGs are often called our shared blueprint for humanity. Now is our moment for action.
Oh my God.
At next week's SDG summit, let us take an honest look at where we stand. Let us stop sugarcoating our successes and instead confront our setbacks with bold, ambitious commitments. The summit is our best opportunity to boost SDG implementation at all levels and spark accelerated action for peace.
Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
The wish of the Peace Bell founder was simple and clear. No more wars.
He's talking about stripping everybody of their freedoms. Listen to this.
Sadly, our generation has not met this aspiration.
It's a wolf.
But it is not too late to start turning the tide.
Here he goes.
Let us use this international day as our clarion call to action. And as we ring the bell today, let us heed the call of the founder.
And as now I had to find the rest of this because it got cut off the YouTube channel.
Ring the bell today. Let us heed the call of the founder. Let us recommit to the SDGs and let us recommit to a world where peace and security are reality for all.
Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And
now the Bible warns people, do not separate God's land. Watch this.
We announced at the G20, connect India to Europe through the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel, will spur opportunities and investment across two continents. This is part of our effort to build a more sustainable, integrated Middle East. It demonstrates how Israel's greater normalization and economic connection with its neighbors is delivering positive and practical impacts, even as we continue to work tirelessly to support a just and lasting peace between the Israelis and Palestinians, two states for two people.
Two states for two people, folks. He's talking about dividing Israel. So right now, again, my call to action would be this: Juan, if you could support my man, my main man, and my good friend Peter Navarro, that'd be great. And if you can't, have a garage sale, sell a bunch of crap, and find a way to donate to Peter Navarro, or don't go to Starbucks this week or ever, or stop eating mindless food they'll say at the gas station, or do something. Find a way to support Peter Navarro, because you supporting Peter Navarro really does help a great patriot and really arguably the author of the Trump economy, the deregulation that led to our success. That's Peter Navarro. You can go to givesendgo.com/Navarro to support Peter Navarro. And once you do that, once you when you request a ticket for the Reawaken America tour in October in Miami, all you got to do is just text in proof of donation to 918-851-0102 and you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. Also, we're taking the Reawaken America tour into Tulare, California, December 15th and 16th. December 15th and 16th, that's just outside of Fresno. And then finally, folks, if you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary featuring Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, General Flynn, so many wonderful patriots, Pastor Archer Pulowski, and you can hear what is the reason behind our devotion to helping save the nation, you can watch that for free tonight at time2freeamerica.com. You can just download it right there. Mel, thank you so much for allowing me to come in here and drop some knowledge bombs. And again, thank you for knowing how to connect the dots, because there's a lot of information that's unfolding and very few people know how it all fits together. And I really do appreciate you allowing us to be here with you today.
Well, thank you so much, Clay, for all of and both of you for coming and joining us today. And I do want to remind everyone, the Reawaken America tour is most important because you got to get together with people in real life, in person, and interact in a way that will really inspire and also motivate you, motivate others. And we really have to get back to community. Not everything should be online. We should get together with other human beings and talk about ideas and solutions and all of that. And that's what we do there with music and fun. So I hope I will see everyone in Miami, yeah, very soon, October 13th and 14th. You can go to the Reawaken America Tour. You can also go to our events page at themelkayshow.com. Click on the link, use Mel Kay, because you get you can come see us at the meet and greet. And also you can be in for a VIP pass. And again, we both love Peter Navarro. He's an amazing guy. He didn't deserve any of this, but his fight is our fight. We need to support him to the Supreme Court to get a decision on the books to end this crazy lawfare once and for all. Once they rule on this case, a lot of other cases will be impossible for these demons to destroy our country and destroy our way of life. So thank you so much, Clay. And I will see you very soon in Miami.
Hey, Mel, I forgot to mention, I heard you mention it, but I got to mention it again here. When you request those tickets, if you use promo code Mel K, that also gets you in for a chance to win a backstage pass. Promo code Mel K. And then finally, I will tell you, I know we started off talking about it. There was just so much to get into, but while you still can, before all of your funding gets tokenized and you no longer have control over it, I would highly recommend that you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals and schedule a consultation with them. Beverly Hills is who I buy precious metals from. Andrew Sorcini is a longtime friend. He's a great sponsor of the Mel Kay Show.
Yes,
and again, something like the Mel Kay Show cannot exist without wonderful sponsorship. So again, I would schedule a consultation with Beverly Hills Precious Metals today at bh-pm.com and tell Mel Kay sent you. Mel, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Clay. I'll see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkayshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. Hi, guys. You know, for months and months, me and Mike Al have been talking about the water supply, what is in there. There are pharmaceuticals in the water supply. There are all these chemicals, lots of pollution. We've had all these natural disasters that leave our water not nearly as clean and certainly not as God intended. We know how important water is for our health. So we have been on a mission to try to find the best alternative to the water that is out there, including bottled water, which course, we did a whole show on everything that's in bottled water, which is almost as shocking as what's in our natural water now. So we found the best partner we could in Healthy Hydrogen. This is a portable bottle that I use all the time, but also there are many options over there. You can get a full house system. You can get a tabletop system. You can get for your shower, for your office and business. They have so many great options. If you go to themelkshow.com, we have partnered with them. So it's on our partners page, Healthy Hydrogen. I am telling you right now, the difference in this water and what it will do to your health in general is incredible. If you have inflammation, your immune system has problems, anything that you are thinking you don't know the solution for, this could be the game changer. We've been looking for the missing piece, and I believe the missing piece is the water. We are so excited. They have so much science backing all of their products. They have been tested by all different groups out there that do this for a living and look at water really in depth. We have the hydrogen aspect, which is truly fascinating. Nothing is more important than water. We all know that. So make sure you're putting the best water in your body. And I assure you, this is a true game changer that you will see right away and will improve your health and your family's health going forward. Go check out the Mel Kay Show partners page, Healthy Hydrogen, and get your health back from the inside out, starting with God's great water. We will see you soon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.